I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, November 3. Coming up, local government elections to be held on November 28, Data Protection Act to be tabled next financial year, and House of Representatives approves regulations for agent banking. The details after the break.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise its valued customers that its office in Portmore will be closed on Saturday, November 5, 2016, to allow staff to attend the funeral for a colleague. The office will reopen for business on Monday, November 7, 2016. PICA thanks you for understanding and apologizes for any inconvenience caused.
Now the news. Jamaicans will go to the polls on Monday, November 28 for the local government elections. Nomination day is Friday, November 11. The announcement was made by Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie, who said the elections are long overdue.
We have been talking with the people. We have listened to the cry of the people. We know what the concerns of the people are. The elections have been postponed for too long. The postponement that was granted by the last parliament expires on December 29th. Nomination day will be November the 11th.
Minister McKenzie was speaking at the Jamaica Conference Center downtown Kingston on Thursday. Under the Representation of the People Act, election day should be at least 16 days but not more than 23 days after nomination day. General Parish Council elections are constitutionally due every 3 years. The last polls were held in March 2012. The Data Protection Act will be tabled in Parliament before the end of the next financial year. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the Act will safeguard in general the privacy of individuals in relation to personal data, as well as to govern the collection, regulation, processing, keeping, use and disclosure of certain information in physical or electronic form.
It allows full protection as relates to all entities who are in possession of personal data of our citizens, how they treat it and how they share it.
Dr. Wheatley was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He adds that the Act will provide a sense of comfort to persons who use technology. The House of Representatives on Tuesday approved the Banking Services Deposit-Taking Institutions Agent Banking Regulations. The regulations will provide a framework that will allow some banking business to be undertaken through agents authorized by a supervisory authority. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says the objective is to widen banking access beyond the branch networks and electronic access channels of existing deposit-taking institutions to include the use of third-party-owned locations that will offer banking services alongside their own products and services. These include supermarkets, gas stations, hardware stores, money transfer and remittance operations, and lottery outlets.
So this will facilitate the government's commitment to financial inclusion. That is, getting banking services and access to money make it more accessible to our citizens.
The services to be provided by these third-party-owned locations are deposits and withdrawals, payment of bills and loan repayments, electronic transfer of funds, and account balance inquiries. And the new jury management system at the Supreme Court has been improved with the provision of 15 desktop computers. The system is geared at managing the selection of and payment to jurors electronically. The computers, along with a high-density server, data backup and storage and firewall protection devices, form part of a $19.2 million provision allocated under the Canadian government-funded Justice Undertaking for Social Transformation Just Project for the 2016-2017 administrative year. Speaking at the recently held handing over ceremony at the Supreme Court's North Building in downtown Kingston, Justice Minister Delroy Chuck said the acquisition is consistent with the ministry's thrust to modernize Jamaica's court system and improve its overall efficiency.
The modernization of the court system cannot take place without the use of 21st century cutting-edge technology. And these computers will indeed go a very far way in helping our drive to provide first world standard of justice for all Jamaican citizens.
The 15 computers are the first set of a total of 85 that will be provided this year. The remaining 70 will be dispatched to parish courts across the island. 4 of the 15 computers have already been deployed to Manchester, St. Elizabeth, Westmoreland, and Hanover. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.